After the homework was done, we each had a small piece of bread for supper. Then we all went upstairs to the long, crowded bedroom, where two children shared every bed. I had to share Miss Miller's, but I was so tired that I fell asleep immediately. In the early morning, someone rang a bell to wake us up, although it was still dark outside. I got dressed quickly in the cold room and washed when I could. There was only one bowl of water for six girls. When the bell rang again, we all went downstairs to the cold, dark schoolroom for prayers. When the bell rang a third time, it was time to begin our lessons. Everyone moved into four groups around four tables, and the teachers came into the room to start the Bible class. I was in the class for the youngest girls. I was so glad when it was time for breakfast. I had eaten only a little food the day before, but on that morning, the only food we got was burned porridge. It was so awful that we could not eat it, so we left the dining room with empty stomachs. After breakfast came a happy time of day, when the students could play and talk together a little. Everyone agreed that the breakfast was terrible. At 9 o'clock, the lessons started again and finished at 12. After the lessons, Miss Temple stood up to speak to the whole school. "Girls, this morning you had a breakfast which you could not eat. You must be hungry, so I have asked for a lunch of bread and cheese for all of you." The teachers looked at her in surprise. "Don't worry, I'll take responsibility for it," she said to them. We were very happy and ran out into the garden to eat our lunch. None of the other girls had spoken to me yet, but I did not mind. I stood alone outside, eating my bread and cheese and trying to forget how cold it was. I thought about my new life. Gateshead was far away, and I did not yet have friends at school. What sort of future would I have? ¶¶